They're back. The gang's all here for another year of in-your-face comedy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with all your favorite lunatics, Crazy Jay, Spaz, Rebecca, and PJ Stansberry. Wait, who? Hey, is that right? Well, who the hell is he? Oh, the new guy. Okay. Is he funny? Oh, sorry. And PJ Stansberry. They've got guests, music, news, and a whole bunch of other crap. So get out your inflatable date, cause it's party time on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant next to dumpster number 3. Here they come, the Rockin' Comedy Show.
That's right, everybody. It is time for episode number 252 of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I'm Jay.
That's right. I am your host of this mad mess called the Rockin' Comedy Show. And joining us on the 44th floor, it's the ever so talented PJ Stansberry.
Yay! What's up, bitches?
And also joining us in the studio, he's back because he's a great guest. We love him. It's Bernie. And Oscar.
Hi, guys.
What's up, fellas?
Great to be here this morning.
This is, of course, episode 252, coming down from an incredible show we did last night. If you did not catch episode 251, it is archived. Go check it out. We had two incredible guests on last night that rocked the mics. And let me just give you a little example of what I am talking about. We had Chris Kennedy on the show, who was a phenomenal guest.
He was awesome.
Right. And we also had, let me see, I want to get it set up just right. And we also had Lostriel on. And this is, of course, I believe this one, first one is Chris Kennedy. Let's give it a listen.
No, that wouldn't be possible either.
All check right, this out.
Here we go. Right,
let's do it. One, two, three, four!
Can't say I've ever felt this before. I'll kiss a girl I met the other day. I started racing, I want more. Not sure if you can wait another day. Where do you find a girl like her? One who outshines the biggest lights. If my boys can comfort her, at least I can say I tried. Cause I'm talking about my best friend's girlfriend's best friend. And I don't know what to do. I can't seem to get her out of my head. And I hope she feels the same way too. You know I'm tired of playing these silly games. I swear I'm gonna make her mine someday. All she does is run circles through my brain. But hey, I got nothing to lose. Talking about my best friend's girlfriend's best friend. That girl's best friend. That girl's best friend.
So I'm telling you right now, that guy is badass. And his name, of course, Chris Kennedy. He's playing this Friday night down at Tommy Rockers, 9 o'clock. I will be there. I'm pretty sure PJ might pop in. He's badass. And also on the show last night, Lostriel, and this girl also has an amazing set of pipes.
Yeah,
check this out. The wrong one, so let's do this one. Here it is.
Right on. Here it is.
If you bend, these guys are amazing, so let's do it.
All right. Show a little more. Show a little less. Add a little smoke. Welcome to burlesque. Everything you dream of, but never can possess. Nothing's what it seems. Welcome to burlesque. Oh, everyone is buying. Put your money in my hand. If you got a little extra, well, give it to the band. You may not be guilty, you're ready to confess. Tell me what you need. Welcome to burlesque. You can dream of Coco. Do it at your risk. Triplets grant you mercy, but not your every wish. Jesse keeps you guessing, so cruel and statuesque. Behave yourself, says Georgia. Welcome to burlesque.
That is Lost Riel, and
hey guys, I'm sorry.
I mean, just badass, and also Chris Kennedy, two amazing guests. Episode 251. Check it out if you missed it last night. It is in the archives as of right now. But right now, let's give a big shout out to ZipFizz. What's in your water, people?
I know.
ZipFizz, the all-natural energy mix that comes in a tube. We love it at the Rock and Comedy Show. It does fuel us just about every episode, except for when Rebecca just gives it out by the handfuls, and then we run out, and I don't have any, and it kind of sucks, but
we'll get more.
Check them out. It's ZipFizz.com, and let them know you heard about it on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And also another big shout-out to NudeHouseCleaners.com, our newest sponsor.
Titties. Right on.
That is awesome. And again, I got to give a big shout-out to Budweiser for hooking us up with some Black Crown beer last night.
Yeah, that was great, man.
It was awesome.
Very cool.
So, very, very cool. And again, I want to thank Chris Kennedy, Lost Riel for coming out and just being amazing last night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was really, fun. Really, really cool. We are live. We've got tickets to give away. We didn't give any away last night. We got tickets for Laugh Factory, Anthony Cools, and Eye Candy Burlesque. So if you want tickets, call us. 702-866-9028 is the number to call. That is 866-9028. Now, if you're calling and you can't get through, it might be because other people are getting through to us, but you can also Skype us simply by using the words Rock and Comedy, all one word, and you can get to us. We want to hear from you. So again, that number is 702-866-9028. That is 702-866-9028.
Right on.
And you can follow us on Twitter, Rockin' Comedy. You can also follow Scrubbecca. It's very easy. And if you want, you can follow PJ. PJ, how do they get a hold of you on Twitter?
PJ Stansberry 1.
Nice. And, you know, he does some pretty cool posts. And Mr. Oscar and Bernie, he's here.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? We're happy to be here today, Jay. You know, we got a big gig coming up Monday over at the Artisan.
I heard. And your buddy that was supposed to be here today is stuck on a boat.
Yeah, Smiley Joe Wiley. Shout out to all those people stuck on that boat.
What, are they Cubans?
They're Triumph. They're on Triumph, and they're getting pooped on right now is what's happening over there.
So,
yeah, so we're looking forward to Monday night and Joe getting back in town. His wife texted me here a little bit ago.
Would that be Smiley Joe Wiley?
Smiley Joe. And his wife, Elise, let me know that the boat's getting towed in and they should be there early tomorrow morning.
What, are you on a cruise ship?
Yeah, he's out there on the one that's stuck out there in the Gulf of Mexico right now.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're having a little run of bad luck with their big boats, it seems like.
So, again, if you guys want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. 702-866-9028 is the number to call. And give us a call. We got tickets. Don't be shy. Don't be shy, people.
Don't be shy, bitches.
We want to hear from you. Again, we've got tickets. We'll give them away. Just say, hey, I'm coming to Vegas, and I want tickets. We'll take care of you. We'll give them to you. Doesn't even have to be this weekend. If you're saying I'm coming April 14th, I'll give them to you for April 14th. We've got tickets. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. So it's just that simple. And again, I'm still, like, last night's show was just awesome.
It was really fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of April 14th.
Are you going to chew gum in the mic the whole time?
Oh, this guy can't talk and chew at the same time. He sucks so bad. I'll tell you
I'm
what,
like,
I
where
need
is
an
it?
Act.
Usually it's PJ breathing heavily into the mic, and today it's
Oscar chewing away. No, he said April 14th. I was going to say, if you come to Vegas, make sure you bring that tax refund check with you. Yeah, about April 15th. There.
Yeah, we probably need it, right?
That's right. The casinos need your money, so get them over here.
And get it now. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, anyway, I want to give a shout-out to Paul Sorrentino, who is on the show Monday. This Sunday night, he is doing the midnight hockey game for the Las Vegas Wranglers. He will be performing with some aerial acts during the halftime show. So if you're a hockey fan, go check out the Las Vegas Wranglers this Sunday at the Orleans, and Paul Sorrentino is going to be performing. So awesome. And then, of course...
He's going to be the
Orleans? He's what?
They're going to be the Orleans?
Yeah.
Paul Sorrentino?
Uh-huh.
And his band?
Or him.
Oh, cool.
But he's going to be there to perform, and that's going to be cool. And then again, he's got his show, The Rock Vault, starting at the LVH with a soft opening on March 9th. And then, of course, the grand opening on the 29th, which is the red carpet event. So that's going to be a great show to see.
Right on. Nice. Get right your puck on.
Right on. So, PJ, what you got? You got any gigs coming up?
Right now? Yeah. I don't got nothing right now.
You nothing? Nothing? What about you? Well, you said artist.
It's 9:30 in the morning. Let me think. Come back to me. I don't function too well right now.
Let's come back. Like I said, coming up on the show today, we also have Sydney Levine. She's going to be here to rock out. This chick can rock. I mean, she's a drummer. She's a guitarist. She's a singer. She can do it all. And
I know.
She's fairly good looking. So... Can't beat it. It's like a triple threat.
Like a drum.
We're going to take a break here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we will be back. Oh, man, that guy rocks. I miss him so much. That is Sam Kinison, ladies and gentlemen. Wild Thing. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are live up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. And having fun. Got the coffee. PJ's last words last night as he walked out of here was, Egg McMuffins in the morning, bitch.
And they're here.
And
you got me a sausage McMuffin.
And there they are. Hey.
Sweet.
You get what you get. You know, when we have a budget of 8 cents. That's what, because the rest of our money goes to tech support.
Taxes.
So, you were talking, Oscar, during that break there, you were talking that you have an audition coming up for a very interesting TV show.
Yeah, you can't say too much, but it would be like we're the most gong, censored, bleeped, and repoed act on national TV.
Nice. Do you do a lot of reality TV besides American Got Talent, The Gong Show?
No, we've been out there running around. There was a thing called Open Call down in L.A. That was Lou Costello's granddaughter. Do you remember that, PJ? An Open Call show. It was on the TV Guide channel.
No,
you never bumped into her down there, but that was kind of an interesting history there. Anyways, having a grandfather such as Lou Costello. But that show ran on TV Guide, and then even Let's Make a Deal.
That's right. Try to get me a gig wherever you can. I could be working with Big Bird or Barney, and you're over there trying to win a freaking gym on Let's Make a Deal.
All right. Take it easy over here. I mean, I don't know. It's always trying to make a buck one way or another. Jay, you know how it is. You're always hustling.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's the idea, is to get down to L.A. and see if we can get on Drew Carey's show next.
We kind of, you know, talked about that last night. Some people just think that they're entitled to, I've done this for 3 months, so why hasn't things taken off? And I'm like, I've done this 20 years, and everything that's happening with the show right now is the best it's ever been. But you got to go out. You got to get off Facebook. People go out there, and they put on Facebook, hey, why don't you sponsor on my radio show? It's like, that's not personal enough. Put a business plan together. Go out there and go, hey, I have a radio show that did 9 million downloads last year. Let me help you out. Let's work out a deal. I'm out every day. I love when people go, you spend a lot of time eating in restaurants. I'm going to restaurants, sitting down, maybe having coffee with people, talking to them about the show. And that's how you get things like Budweiser interested in your show. That's how you get Zip Fizz. That's how you don't just go online and go, hey, Zip Fizz, sponsor my shit. No, you got to go and you got to get a rapport with these people and give them a reason.
Plus, you draw a lot of talent out too, Jay. I mean, the people you had on last night were phenomenal, and it's a place for people to.
And that's
get,
what I'm saying. You got to go look for people. Come up to me and they go, "Well, how do you get that guest on the show?" Well, I asked, but you know, it's also I have a track record, and I'm not the type of guy that comes on my show and talks about all the people that I've interviewed. Like, it's just not what I do. But I have a track record. People know my name, and as soon as I hear anybody's tarnishing that name or coming after it, I will defend it to the fullest.
Absolutely.
So you gotta work it. You gotta go out there and you gotta meet people. You can't just Facebook. You can't just put an event out on Facebook and then go, wow, nobody showed. I go out there and I meet people and I meet comics. I meet singers. I go to these bands and I'm like, you're fucking phenomenal. Come on the radio show. Let's have a good time. And then, you know, yes, the name of the show is the Rockin' Comedy Show. And most people go, I'm not funny. I go, don't worry about it. We'll make you funny. You know, we have a great cast. When the four of us are all here, it's amazing. And last night was one of those rare times where Rebecca, PJ, me, and Spaz were all here, and the show was just on fire last night.
It was fun last night, man.
It was. It was a really good show. And again, that's episode 251. So after this show, go back and listen to that show. So, because this takes about an hour to get posted. So, while I'm working on that, listen to the show we did last night. It works that good. And give us a call, 702-866-9028. Or, if you're my friend and you have my cell number, you can call that number, too, and I'll put you on the air.
Yeah.
And if you want to call PJ, he'll put you on the air.
Yeah, 213-842-9212. Call me anytime.
There you go. And you can go to OscarandBernie.com and give us a shout-out over there.
And, you know, just say, hey, what's up? We want to hear from you. Tell us what you like, dislike. Talk badly about Rebecca. It's fine. You know?
Hey, she's probably drunk. She don't even remember it.
That's what she said the other night.
You notice when she gets a little on the show, it's always her retainers that can't make her talk. Not the alcohol.
Yeah.
It's always...
Retain your alcohol.
She takes them damn Invisaligns out and sucks the fucking saliva out of it. It's disgusting.
Some circles are
I need
sexy.
To get the rest of the Jaeger that's up on in there.
Could it last drop?
Where's some stranger's load?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Where's that been?
so gross.
She's not even here to defend herself.
It doesn't matter. she would agree. She would agree with us.
There's some sweet lips over there. Yep.
She would agree with us full-heartedly. How about... I got something pretty funny here. Birthday wrapped pot found in traffic stop.
Nice.
The Nebraska State Patrol says around noon on Saturday, a trooper stopped an eastbound car for following too close. A canine detected the odor of drugs coming from the car. A search led to the seizure of 29.5 pounds of marijuana.
Wow, nice, man.
The pot contained in 13 individual packages was located in a box wrapped in birthday paper in the trunk.
Packages.
And a kid's diaper.
The driver, 52-year-old Johnny Hatchett of West Sacramento, California.
Johnny on the spot.
Was booked into the Cass County Jail on charges of possession with marijuana and the intent to deliver.
Whoa.
So, 30 pounds of marijuana.
In 13 packages.
In 13 packages.
Yeah, that'll get you some time.
Yeah, I think in a couple years.
Where do you call? Where was it at?
Sacramento, California.
So, you know, it sucks.
Oh, it's legal then. He's all right.
It's not legal.
He has the card.
He's making a
was transporting it to a dispensary.
Yeah, there you go.
He might be, but it was wrapped in hiding.
I would think if that was the case, it probably wouldn't have made the news.
No,
it's
no.
It's a shame you weren't doing that in Colorado or was it Washington? Is it?
Right.
I mean, like, isn't it funny? I mean, like, one state you're going to prison for 20 years. The other state, people are smoking pot right in front of the cops.
Right. That's why I'm PJ as my
so
attorney.
Stupid. But all the other states see the money that comes in from taxing that shit in Oregon or in Colorado. Washington.
I could see PJ.
They're going to jump on it.
I could see PJ as a lawyer just walking in there in a suit like Joe Pesci. Look, this is how it's going down.
Smoking a blunt.
Two Utes.
The two Utes.
Did you say Ute? Yeah, two Utes.
Here's an interesting story, too. A unique case out of Turkey. Doctors say they have treated a man with multiple personalities who was addicted to drinking blood, sort of like a vampire. Live Science reports they caught on to the 23-year-old after he was arrested for biting and stabbing people in an effort to collect blood.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He also had his father bring him bags of blood from a blood bank, according to the study in Journal of Psychiatrics. Doctors have traced the man's behavior to traumas dating back to his childhood.
Oh, give me a fucking break.
His dad bringing the blood?
Everything's over with your childhood. You don't drink blood as a fucking adult. Something happens to can't you do it? Because you're a goddamn idiot who fucking watches too many fucking Dracula movies and Twilight shit and all that fucking gay fucking stupid werewolf bullshit. Oh, it's because my parents spanked me as a kid. Yeah, I got the shit kicked out of me too. You don't see me stab people at fucking Walmart trying to drink their blood, you fucking retards. I'm fucking blaming shit on stupid shit. Everything's a blame game nowadays, fucking idiots.
And his father worked at a blood
bank. And whose father agrees? Whose father? Oh, your dad, can you go give me some blood? Sure, kid. How many fucking pints you want? No, my dad would say, blood, what the fuck's wrong with you, you goddamn weirdo?
Oh, what a testimony.
Unbelievable.
I thought you would like that one at 9:30 in the morning.
Blame it on childhood trauma. That has nothing to do with childhood. That has to do with the fact you're a goddamn idiot.
He woke up PJ. That one.
Holy shit. So sick of people blaming shit on when you were a kid. I get it. Some shit, yeah. But drinking blood? No. No.
Too much tomato juice in the morning for that fella.
Fucking yin yang. That shit irritates
me. I'll give you one more and then we'll move on.
I hope it gets PJ going.
It usually does because it's out of Florida.
Fucking piece of shit of America, Florida. Disney World and child molesters.
Is that why it's shaped like a dildo?
Uh-huh.
Because it just fucks
it's
America.
Just fucking going on. Disgusting banging going on in Florida. Oh, but she looked like she was older than 15.
Welcome to the swamp.
From Lay Acres, Florida, a 23-year-old man was taken into the hospital with multiple burn wounds after he accidentally, and I'll say it again, accidentally shot himself in the genitals with a flare gun.
Oh. How do you accidentally even point a flare gun at your fucking dick?
Deputies responded to a home in Lay Acres on Sunday in reference to a medical assistance call. Upon arrival, another 23-year-old.
there's two of them. They're hanging out.
Somebody
had to
light
a fucking flare.
Somebody had to light the match.
Getting a little excited over there, Mr. Oscar. Upon arrival, 23-year-old Jorge Perez.
Oh, there you go. Hot stuff.
Was found with multiple burn wounds and lacerations to his genital area. Perez told deputies he was playing with a flare gun that was unloaded.
Apparently, it wasn't, dickhead.
After dry firing the gun a few times, Perez says he then loaded the gun.
There you go. Okay.
He then loaded the gun.
Genius.
And put it down. When he picked it up, when he picked it up, Perez forgot the gun was loaded and fired it at the ground. Perez told deputies to flare around.
Would it ricochet up?
Perez told deputies the flare round struck the floor, ricocheted into his genital area. Perez was taken to the hospital for injury.
So, yeah, you boiled your fucking sperm, dummy. You know what? It's probably a good thing, because somebody that stupid shouldn't be able to procreate.
Jason, what the fuck?
He melted his spooge away. No more babies for this fucking idiot. His parents are probably glad. They're probably like, oh, thank God. We didn't want him to have kids as dumb as he was. He was a pain in the ass his whole life.
Roasted nuts.
But we'll have some more news coming up on the show. PJ's always good about finding some weird shit. The news is really good in the morning because it happened overnight, so you can just nail it right at the stop.
Get it early.
But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and this is episode number 252, and we will be taking a break here. And we will be back with Sydney Levine coming up here very, very shortly and more. Don't forget, you can call us. We're live, 702-866-9028.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Give it up for PJ, everybody. Yay!
What up, fuckers?
And, of course, Oscar and Bernie's in the house.
Thank you.
And here shortly, we're going to have Sydney Levine, a very hot chick, at 10:30 in the morning, rocking out. And she says she's going to kill me after the interview for having her come on so early. But she had the option to say no, but she rocks. And she is the life of a rock star. That's what you get. You have to do this stuff. That's how I feel.
Rock and roll.
Right now, though, as you know, one of the podcasts that we love to promote on this show is the Jeff and Greg podcast.
Yeah,
And here's a little sample of the show that happened on over the weekend, episode number 111. Check it out.
Hey, fans of the Rockin' Comedy Show. If you didn't hear episode number 111 of the Jeff and Greg podcast, then here's a little clip of what you might have missed.
My very first time was a six-pack of Bud Light and a four-pack of that...
this was last weekend.
The Jack Daniels. Do you remember the Jack Daniels pre-bottled cola?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they even still make that.
They
but
do.
Yeah, it was that.
You could probably get it at Country Corner.
Yeah, that's the first time I got drunk.
So what happened? And
I just had a friend over, and I talked to my wife, because at that point I was 16, so she was 21.
It's weird when you call her your wife.
Well, she's my wife, dude.
Wait a second. Did you say you were 16 and she was 21?
When we first got together, I was 15.
She's 5 years older than
you. And she was 20.
Okay.
And depending on the time of the year, she's 4 years older than me or 5 years. So, like, right now, I'm 26 and she's 30.
Okay. So. Yeah. Oh, you got some, huh?
Wow.
Oh, look at you. Look at you with your mustache. Look at you with that silly little mustache.
Fuck. Yeah.
So when did you start, you know, giving her the bow, bow,
bow? When I was 15.
And she was 20?
She was 20, yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
She's taking advantage of you.
She was like...
She wants a young stallion.
A little kid.
I got her done. Nice. I made it happen.
She's still with you.
Yeah, she is.
We've been through some shit.
Yeah,
I can say.
Fuck out on the trampoline, and my dad would walk by because we lived down in Pocatello, and he had to do irrigation.
Yeah.
There was one time, dude, we were getting down on the trampoline, and he walked by. Like, it's like 3:30 in the morning, so he's like out of it.
Yeah.
And I had to just like lay on top of her with the fucking blankets. Like, you know, you'd sleep on the trampoline at night. So I got like the blankets, and I'm like, don't fucking move. Don't move. Don't move. And he walked by.
He didn't see you.
Dude, and I was balls deep.
He stops
15
and he's like,
seconds ago.
Hey, do you know where the flashlight is?
No, dude, thankfully he didn't.
She's like,
he just saw a fucking bundle of blankets on the trampoline, dude. It was crazy.
Hey, have you seen my keys?
Sleepwalking.
So that sounds so weird to me, dude, orgasm. That you're 15 and your wife is 20. Wow. So how old is she now?
You're Casanova, bro. Now.
She's all the way... She's 30 now?
She's 30 years old.
Wow, she's so old.
Like, I won't say it. Never mind.
We're older.
You're like a Casanova, bro. You know?
Like I was, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
So she was 2 years out of high school.
Yeah, she was in college. She was almost halfway through college.
And you were in 7th grade. 8th, yep. 9th grade.
Yeah, I think it would have been 8th grade.
Wow.
That's
ninth,
strange.
Maybe 9th grade.
How'd you guys even fucking
that
meet?
That really seems weird.
Because you guys aren't even like running around in the
that
same
really
circle.
That really seems fucking weird as shit.
Because you guys aren't even in the same circles.
Should I bring the twister into the fucking story?
Bring it in,
I'm
bitch.
Blow your mind.
Okay.
She's my sister.
Did you just say that? Jeff is squirting beer out of his nose. Breathe, bro. Breathe. You're okay. Holy shit, dude. I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. I really didn't. Wow.
So,
that's why your dad. That's why your dad didn't say anything.
Hey, guys.
It's like, hey.
Hey, guys. Have you ever shot
Have you seen your
sister? Out of your nose? Have you ever shot Steel Reserve out of your nose, no. Greg?
No.
Holy fuck, it hurts.
This is a burn. Your
oh
nose
my
is bleeding.
It hurts.
Your nose is bleeding.
Wow. That was disturbing. You can find Jeff and Greg by searching Jeff and Greg in iTunes or on Stitcher Smart Radio app. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter @Jeff and Greg Podcast.
You gotta love Jeff and Greg, everybody. Episode 111 currently playing, and you can catch it here on the Rock and Comedy Show Network as well.
Crazy.
Some crazy, crazy stuff. Be strong. If you are listening, I know you're trying to call, so now is the time to call. This is it. This is your opportunity. The window is open. Give us a call. Now, Oscar, you told us that your buddy, Smiley Joe, is stuck on a cruise ship.
Yeah, he is out there on Triumph, all right. He's out there trying to get back to, I believe, Mobile, Alabama, and his wife said they're on their way there. Well, it's either that or Mexico, and he decided to come up there.
Things are getting pretty awful for the passenger and crew aboard the Carnival Triumph, which was set adrift on Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico after fire in the engine room. How bad? Crew members reportedly had to pass out plastic bags so passengers can answer the call of nature, as the bathrooms are just too foul to stand.
Poop on you.
And they've still got 2 days at sea before tugboats can pull them into a port in Mobile, Alabama.
I poop on you.
According to the New York Times, the U.S. Coast Guard said today that there are still a couple days left for passengers on the ship. It was originally predicted that a tug would be able to get the ship to port on Wednesday. Their fire caused a ship-wide power failure, which messes up the sewage system and knocks out the heat and air conditioning. Oh, they got it miserable
nasty,
as hell.
Nasty, nasty. Down there in that heat.
That all boils down to dark, smelly nights and hot, smelly days for the 3,143 passengers aboard and the 1,086 crew members.
Aboard Triumph, I poop on you.
Yeah. It is just a squalor and disgusting, said one man whose wife is on the ship.
Oof.
She told him that meal lines last for over an hour and it's so hot inside the ship that people are trying to sleep outdoors when they can. And yes, people are having to do their business in plastic bags as many of the toilets aren't working.
Ugh.
According to her, the sewage has started seeping through the walls. The CEO and president of Carnival Cruise Lines issued a statement saying the company is trying its best to make things better on the ship.
Send toilet paper.
It's a lot of poop.
Though Carnival has said it will refund passengers and give them a credit for a cruise in the future with a trip like that, we'll be surprised if a single person has the stomach to step on another boat ever again.
Send them lots of tucks. Send them lots of tucks.
So your buddy's on there.
Yeah, he is. I hope Joe's all right. And as he told me years ago, getting a brother on a boat ain't an easy thing anyway. So I know he's kind of freaked out there.
We are actually going to get a hold of Juan Morbite right now, who did his King Cake Challenge yesterday in Atlantic City. So let's see if we can get him on the line.
All right.
Juan Morbite.
He's in Jersey. All right. The telephone is ringing.
Hey, Juan, what's up? What's happening, buddy? Wait a minute, you're enjoying donuts after a wonderful challenge? It sounds a little crazy. Hold on 1 second. Are you still with me?
What's that?
Oh, that's probably going to work a little better. So, how'd you do yesterday? We want to know.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't do as well as I wanted to. I did do better than I did in my practice run, but these things were dry as hell. They weren't traditional, like what I was hoping. Normally, a king cake is kind of some type of a filling, and whether it's jelly, whether it's like a some type of cream, but this had nothing in it. They were like, they tasted like day-old bagels with glaze on them.
Nice.
Well, how many did you do?
I ended up only doing 6, which totaled 4.5 pounds. But so unfortunately, there was also 4 others that did 6.5. So I technically placed 5th, but I didn't receive any money because they divvied up the 4th and 5th place money amongst those who tied with 6.5.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
But you got to go to Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah, it was real nice in Atlantic City. it was just a step up from Detroit, which isn't saying much.
Barely.
So what's next for you? Are you, you're going to get ready to qualify for the hot dogs, right?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I get back this weekend, I'm doing a nice little practice run. If anyone wants to join me, I can arrange for it to be in public, or I'll just stick to my own nice little kitchen.
Nice. So, well, I really wish you could. I really wish you could be here. I said I really wish you could be here Monday when we break that record.
Yeah, we're gonna. So we're gonna end up doing that now.
It's gonna be Natter and Mickey.
Okay.
Well, I saved a spot for you, buddy.
I know.
Of course, you're always our first pick. What was that?
What's that?
I said, of course you're. Yes, it's gonna be in studio with cameras.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, if you want to come down and support, that would be cool.
No, I got to work. I got to make that money.
Yeah. But anyway, so you're going to be doing your qualifying for the weenies.
For what's that?
You're going to be qualifying for the weenies.
The wings?
The weenies.
The weenies, yeah. A lot of dicks. A lot of dick-shaped, you know, food objects. So it's going to be fun. That time of year, one, you know, 2 a month, getting ready for it.
Yeah.
So, can't wait.
But, awesome. But, well, yeah. we just wanted the update on how well you did, man.
Thank you. No problem. If any of you are listening down in NYC, hit me up on Twitter at One More Bike. We'll try to meet up and I can put on a little exhibition in the city. Who knows? Oh, it'll be crazy.
Nice, man.
All right.
All right, buddy. Bye. So give it up for One More Bite, ranked number 26 in MLE out of 1,000 professional eaters.
Wow.
And
wow.
The only professional eater so far in Las Vegas. So give it up for One More Bite, nice. Our very good friend Juan. So
he's got the market cornered in Vegas.
He does.
the buffets are in trouble.
Actually, it's interesting to go to the buffets with Juan because they assume I'm going to be the one that does the damage.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually Juan. And I love it when he just goes and does nothing but watermelon, and it's like piles and piles, and the looks people get. He did salad one day, just a ton of salad, and some old ladies went up there and like, eat some meat or something.
Awesome. He did that later.
Yeah. He's like, it's coming. Yeah.
Salad first.
I don't know how he does it. I've watched him take down a 12-foot burrito, a 10-foot burrito, a gallon of deep fried ice cream. I've seen him do wings. I've seen him do death wings. I've seen him do tamales, ribs, pizza, a 8-pound Philly cheesesteak. I mean, it's unbelievable what the guy can put.
He must
away.
Destroy. Can you imagine if he was on that cruise ship right now? Oh, yeah. and their bathrooms are all backed up. What
He would have to use one of them Flex garbage bags.
Yeah.
Stretch. So
I don't understand why the toilets don't work.
Because it messes up the system when the power goes out.
That's
open
odd.
It up and let it go out in the sea, for God's sakes.
And there's how many people are on the boat?
They, like 30 over 3,000.
Yeah, total.
That's a lot of poop. That is a lot of poop, man.
That's why they call it the poop deck.
So I'm going to say it again. Be strong if you're listening. Call now. Don't call 5 minutes after I tell you to call and then get mad because I'm on another call.
Yeah.
We're busy. He's like, nobody ever answers the phone there. We're busy. People are calling in.
I'll text him too.
Is the One Bite fella, Jay, have you seen him win contest here in Vegas?
I have seen him. I've seen him do a lot of things where he wins money and... I mean, the guy's awesome. Like, follow him on Twitter at One More Bite. Go to his YouTube channel and check out One More Bite. Watch all of his challenges. The guy is amazing, and he's a really good friend of the show. Monday, we are going to be attempting to break a world record with the original record is how many powdered mini donuts can two people eat in 3 minutes, and the record is... how many? 30. So we're going to try and attempt that record, and... Let's take a call from B Strong so he'll stop being a dick on Facebook. What's up, buddy?
My God, it's so hard to get through. You guys should give a prize for...
We're the number one podcast in Las Vegas, okay? Because cab drivers spread the word. So calm down. Anyway, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. For being our 13th attempt call today, we'll give you two tickets to see Mickey Gilly.
I still can't get someone to go with me on my second ticket.
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe Oscar from Oscar and Bernie will go to Mickey Gilly with you.
I don't think he even go.
Who?
Take the puppet, please.
Who do you think's not even going to go?
Mickey Gilly.
You don't even think Mickey Gilly's going to show? Probably not. Is he even aware that he's got a gig?
I have no idea. I'm so excited, though. Front and center.
When is it? Is it this weekend?
It's Saturday, yep.
Yeah, you must be really excited.
And then I had to choose between Crystal Gayle or Mickey Gilly. I chose Mickey Gilly this year because I saw Crystal Gayle last year, you know?
You're not winning any cool points here at the Rock and Comedy Show.
Does she still have real long hair, Crystal Gayle?
She does. Her hair touches the ground. It literally touches the ground. I'm not kidding you.
Is it gray now?
Yeah.
Nope. Still black. She might dye it, but...
I wonder how long her pubes are.
Can you imagine, like just pulling that hair, doggy style, or, you know...
It's like a seaweed patch.
Or stepping on it. You know, just Crystal, stop. And then all you got to do is step on her hair. I said stop. I know you hate this, but I have to do.
Like she storms away mad, you just step on her hair and she comes back to you? All right, so... Since you had trouble getting through, do you want two tickets to see Anthony Cools or do you want two tickets to see Eye Candy Burlesque?
Oh, no brainer. Oh, wow, that's tough.
I know it doesn't rank like Mickey Gilly tickets, but...
I said no brainer, but then when I heard Burlesque, like I was going to take Anthony Cools right away, and then Burlesque came about, and I love Burlesque. Where's that at?
That's at Planet Hollywood.
The Burlesque. Are you serious?
Yeah, Eye Candy Burlesque, yes.
How does someone with so many tickets need to borrow $20, by the way? And yes, you can borrow $20 from me. You got all the show tickets in Las Vegas.
I don't have these tickets.
You need to borrow $20.
I don't have these tickets. These are given to us from the actual show.
Give them away. That's awesome.
Yes.
Maybe scalp them. Ask me.
That's not how it works, Brent.
They
put your name on a list. They don't actually give you tickets. That prevents you, the cab driver, from selling them to your patrons.
I scalp mine.
Right. But here at the Rock and Comedy Show, we don't.
At this point, I'm going to the Burlesque one. That's awesome. Those are two great shows.
Okay.
Actually,
well, we'll get with you and find out what day works best for you.
I see Anthony Cole's show about like 10 times, and I've never seen the Burlesque one, so that's why I'm choosing the Burlesque one.
Awesome.
That's a politician answer. I just want to see some pussy.
Yeah, that's what I like about you, Bristol.
That's true. I mean,
is that because you don't get to see it very often?
That's why I like to see Mickey Gilly, huh?
I said, is that why you want to see the Eye Candy Show because of the pussy? Because you don't get to see it very often.
I walk in on my mom changing every now and then.
Doing what?
I walk in on my mom changing, coming out of the shower.
I don't want to know if that excites you.
Just because you get a boner looking at your mom naked does not mean you're excited. It just,
All right. On that note, we'll be in touch with you about your Eye Candy Burlesque show tickets, and we'll find out when you're able to go.
I can't wait, man. Oh, my God. I love Burlesque. Have you been to the show?
Yes, I've been to the show.
Let's all go. That'd be fun. I love the drums. You know what I mean? It's something out of the... it's hot. I love...
Go pick up that guy at Planet Hollywood. We'll talk to you later. Brent Strong, everybody. Very funny comedian and a cab driver here in Las Vegas. So, We're going to take a break. We're going to get things ready for Sydney Levine, who is coming up next on the Rockin' Comedy Show. So we'll be back after this. That is Tom Cotter, everybody. Very funny guy. You might recognize him from a little show called America's Got Talent, the only comic to ever come on board. And oh, let's see. Are we even on? I don't even think we're on. We're on. There we are. How about that? The only comic to come in second place on that show so far. So good for him. So
nice.
We are live up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Sydney Levine is making her way up the tower now. We told her it's next to dumpster number 3, across the street from the shoe store where the trannies buy their shoes. I think she's got it. She's finding a parking spot, and she should be up here very, very shortly. But
quiet,
it is,
numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right. So it's been fun. It's been a good week. We had Paul Sorrentino, who, of course, Quiet Riot, Bad Boys, Rough Cut. He was on the show this week. And, of course, last night, what a show with Lastriel and Chris Kennedy. And today we've got Sydney Levine coming up. Tomorrow is our Valentine's Day show. I like to call it the annual anti-Valentine's Day show because I do not celebrate Valentine's Day.
It's a stupid holiday.
And it'll be Crazy 8 Day because it's only once a week that we do the Crazy 8. And it happened to fall on Thursday. And how wonderful that we get to do the top 8 anti-love songs tomorrow.
Nice.
On the Crazy 8 Countdown. So looking forward to that.
What's the number one song on the Crazy 8 Countdown this week?
Oh, well, it won't be this week because it's not a love song.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is destined to be played.
These wonderful testes, we are testing the microphones.
Testes. This is the best
test
one.
Test your testes, wash your balls. You never wash your balls, bitch. You never wash your balls, bitch.
I always want to stop it. I just can't. Because she really gets into it.
Microphones. Test your testes. Test your testes, wash your balls. You never wash your balls, bitch.
Wash your balls, wash your balls.
Test your testes, wash your balls.
We have a hit. I think
you
we have a hit.
You never wash your balls, bitch. You never wash your balls, bitch. These one three testes. We are testing the microphones.
Test your testes, wash your balls. You never wash your balls, bitch.
There it is, the testes. I love that song. It's amazing. I don't know if you ever heard the original auto-tune song that started all of this for Rebecca.
No.
We had a, when we take a break, I'll get it queued up, but we had an artist on the show, Ryan White Maloney, and he came in and he did this, we did this big 80s medley after we were all, when we were wrapping up the show, and when I was listening to it in the playback, I realized that Rebecca didn't know a lot of the words, but everybody was singing along, so I isolated all of the mics except for hers.
Yeah.
So all you could hear was her voice. And Spaz thought that was really funny. And so she came on the show that day, and she's getting a little cocky. And I was like, oh, really, bitch? And I hit it, and I started playing, and it's just her voice. And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then a couple days later, Spaz and I actually auto-tuned it. So it's just her singing, like, Journey and something that's all auto-tuned. And that's why she stopped singing on the show, because she was so, like, embarrassed by it. But everybody didn't want to hear it. They said, there was one comment came in that said, when Rebecca sings, it sounds like two cats fucking in a blender. And it was just, it was so fun. So when, next time we take a break, I'll cue it up. It's really funny.
I take pictures when I'm taking a poop.
Yeah.
I put them on Facebook and my feet and my underwear and my pants. Well, Be Strong just texted me a picture of him doing it. Only problem is his dick's in the picture.
Did he just send it to me too?
Maybe.
No, he did not.
It's. You gotta move the camera a little further out, Be Strong.
I don't want to see your dick.
This one could get you registered and not to vote.
Yeah. Here's a pretty interesting story. Santa Rosa Beach. A bomb squad was called to a local elementary school Monday morning after a student brought a silver-painted grenade to class for show and tell.
Nice.
The bomb squad confirmed what Bay Elementary School officials suspected. The grenade wasn't live, according to Wendy Ammons with the Walton County Sheriff's Office. The grenade had a huge hole in the bottom of it, said Carlene Anderson. The school resource officer examined it and thought it was best we brought in experts. We do have to take all precautions and do it right by the book. The second grader had brought the grenade when he went to a gun show over the weekend with his parents. They told him not to bring it to school again. After the boy showed his teacher, the principal was called to the classroom. And that's when she called resource officers. So,
everybody's seen those things, a grenade that you put caps in, or it's used as like a lighter or something like that. I understand, err on the side of caution, but, you take one look at it, you see there's a hole in the bottom of it, it's a fucking prop. It's not being used anymore. You gotta call the cops and fucking bomb people and all this fucking shit, and people wonder why the fucking goddamn country's going fucking broke, because you fucking waste all that goddamn resources and money for fucking something that's common sense. Just look at it. Take the fucking thing away from the kid, call his fucking parents, say, hey, can you come and get the little fucking grenade your kid brought to school? We don't want it here. Instead of getting a whole goddamn fucking town riled up, and now there's enough shit going on in fucking schools. You got to worry more with something that is easily fucking, it's easy to fucking diffuse, no pun intended.
Said best by PJ Stansberry, everybody.
I just become such a pussified fucking nation. I can't stand it. Everybody's a fucking pussy.
Let's see. Trying to, I'm having a, one of the computers is running a little slow, so I'm going to take a real quick break, see if we can fix it, and we will be back.
Nice.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are live up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. That is right, live!
Yeehaw! What's up, bitches?
You know, it's weird, because here in Las Vegas, we don't have a last call. I mean, there's a few bars that close, but I don't even think they say last call.
Yeah, but yeah, they really need one. It's very bad for your health.
To just be open all the time?
It's cool, but it's terrible. I mean, I'm from Jersey, I lived in LA for 10 years. This last call, even if it's a fake last call, just somebody at 1:30 be like, okay, it's almost 2 o'clock for all the people that aren't from here, so you know. Because you look at your watch out here, and it's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, you're like, okay, I got time.
Right.
And then you look at your watch again, and it's fucking 4:30 in the morning. You're like, I am such a piece of shit. Why am I still out? And I feel like you're going to be drinking still at 4:30. At least be home.
I pulled this sound clip for you. I think you might enjoy it.
Well, I hope you're happy.
No, I'm not, Mother. I just got fingered.
Oh, no, that is just...
I love Archer.
Yeah, Archer's great. Okay, so during the break, I was able to pull up the the auto-tuned Rebecca, and it's a pretty long clip, so I cut it down, but here you go, check it out. This is her doing Journey auto-tuned.
Keep that in the shower, Rebecca.
Born inside in South Detroit. Fix a midnight train going anywhere.
Now she really gets into it. Listen, we haven't played this in a long time. She's like, it's so good.
Smoky room, smell of wine and cheap perfume. Terrible. The night goes on and on and on and on. Strangers, strangers. Up and down the boulevard. Shadows searching.
Listen.
In the night.
She hits that high note. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Somewhere in the night. Don't stop.
So that was the first song she ever was auto-tuned in. And it's certainly not as good as this. This is amazing.
These wonders, these we are just in the microphones, 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 microphones. Test, test, test your testes. Test your testes, wash your balls. You never wash your balls, bitch. You never wash your balls, bitch. These wonders, these we are just in the microphones, 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 microphones.
Test, test, test your testes.
So good. I don't care. It's awesome. Oh, so we were talking about like that there's no last call here in Vegas, and it's weird because when I first moved here, and then I waited probably about 6-7 months before I went back to Cali to see my parents, and I'm like, what is this last call? It's so weird to hear after, you know.
That's funny.
But over here in Massachusetts, they're into some weird shit, because if you live in that state, if you live in a state where happy hour is legal, pat yourself on the back and consider pouring one out for your Massachusetts cocktail-loving brethren. Lawmakers had been flirting with the idea of repealing the state's 29-year ban on happy hour, but from Massachusetts. But from the sound of it, regulators think it would be a bad idea for both businesses and the public safety. Happy hour is banned in many other states, but Massachusetts was the first one to do so. The state banned the promotional drinking periods in 1984 after a woman was killed by a drunk driver who had 7 drinks at a happy hour event. While some states are loosening up on such restrictions like Kansas, which repealed its ban recently, regulators in Mass don't think bringing it back is a good move. Lawmakers have been toying with the idea as a way to appease liquor license holders who are trying to compete with casinos that offer free alcoholic beverages to customers. But allowing happy hour again wouldn't help restaurants fight competition from casinos, since a recent report from the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission. Instead, it found that restaurant owners would be more concerned with a race to the bottom where businesses would undercut each other's prices to a point where they'd lose money. So, no happy hour in Mass, ladies and gentlemen. That sucks. What a miserable, depressed place that must be.
Oh, because one person killed somebody?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty... that doesn't make any sense.
Do you have any news over there?
No. Let's see. I'll find something.
Because my computer is running really slow for some reason today. I don't know what's going on over here. Point out, Friday night over at Tommy Rocker's, 9 o'clock, Chris Kennedy is going to be performing. Badass guy. He was on the show last night. Totally enjoyed it. Here's a little clip of that again from last night.
That wouldn't be possible either.
All right, well, here we go.
Let's do it.
He's amazing.
One, two, three, four!
can't say I've ever felt this before. I'll kiss a girl I met the other day. I started racing, I want more. Not sure if you can wait. Cause I'm talking about my best friend's girlfriend's best friend. I don't know what to do. I can't seem to get her out of my head. And I hope she feels the same way too. You know I'm tired of playing these silly games. I swear I'm gonna make her mine someday. Oh, she doesn't run circles through my brain. But hey, I got nothing to lose. I'm talking about my best friend's girlfriend's best friend. That girl's best friend. That girl's best friend. She got me out of my mind.
So again, check out episode number 251 that we did last night. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Oh, it was a good show. So he's performing Friday night, 9 o'clock, at Tommy Rockers. And then we have Foster Yaw performing at Badlands Saloon Friday night at 9 o'clock. I want to go to both, but I can't. But since I've never seen Chris, I got to go check out his show. So I will be over there at Tommy Rockers Friday night at 9 o'clock. I really don't know where our guest is, and if she's not here in a few more minutes, we're just going to wrap up this bitch and get on out of here.
Time's supposed to be here.
30 minutes. The 30 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
I got one more story while you pull up something. It's considered one of the worst incidences of delinquency in the department's history, where the officers are accused of failing to respond to emergency calls, pretending to be on calls when they weren't, and falsifying police records. Where do you think this happened, PJ?
Is it Florida?
It is. Miami.
I think, you know, I read this last week. the cops were like, they're actually with their supervisor and shit, and they're ignoring calls while they're eating coffee or drinking coffee.
All of the accused make up the entire squad assigned to patrol and large part of Kendall from Bird Road to Southwest. They were all caught on surveillance tape drinking coffee, running errands, or making out with their girlfriends instead of doing their jobs. In all, the investigation finds 134 violations, the most erroneous involving an emergency call in which a five-month-old was unconscious and in need of medical attention. No comment from the officers who are fighting to get their jobs back.
Yeah, really, really? You're trying to get your job back? Fucking idiots. This is a problem. This is why people hate fucking cops. You know, because you... And you know, I blame that fucking... That jurisdiction for fucking... They obviously have shitty standards for their fucking police officers. Fucking idiots.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting, I thought. You got anything?
I'm looking here.
I'm trying to stall, but I don't think she's
coming. There's not a whole lot of fucking good news.
I don't think she's coming. Tomorrow on the show, Bill Dawes, the headliner over at the Laugh Factory, is going to be on. And Shayma is also.
Shayma Tush?
Shayma Tush. She's going to be on the show as well. So we got them coming on.
I know Shayma.
And we've got, the Crazy Eight, Top Eight. Anti-love songs for Valentine's Day. And that'll do it for the week. I'm really excited about Monday. Monday we are. I'm going to say that we attempt, but I know for a fact on Monday we are going to break this world record. Right now it's how many powdered mini donuts can two people eat in 3 minutes? The record is 30. I believe these two are going to dominate. All they need is 31, but I believe that they are going to take it down. Just take down the record.
I can't believe that 15 is an individual record. I mean, like, how are they really that hard to eat?
The powdered ones are pretty. They get pretty dry.
Because it dries your mouth off.
And if you watch this video, they're drinking milk, which is really bad because milk's really
it's
thick.
It's a filler.
And it's a filler. So, you know, I'm pretty sure Natter could do 30 on his own, but. We want to play it by the rules and just do two people. Maybe he can set his own record by how many he could eat by himself. Now, they're powdered donuts, but I thought it would be cool if we just changed it up and gave them a variety. Gave them crumb, gave them some powder, gave them some chocolate. Just mix
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, but the record is based on powdered,
on
right?
On powdered. But I figured once they get, let's say they do 31 powdered donuts, then we can change it up and give them Give them a, like a cinnamon spice one or apple crumb.
We should put hot sauce on them and like not tell them.
Inject them.
Inject them with hot sauce.
Well, they're probably listening to the show, so they've probably heard that.
Okay, we're just kidding. We're just kidding. No, we weren't. No, we weren't.
I'm not getting any response from Sydney Levine, so I think we're going to call it, and we're going to wrap up today.
That's a shame.
That is going to do it for episode number 252 of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, all the shows get archived about an hour after we wrap up, and you can go and check them out. And they do stream on the Rockin' Comedy Show Network. And all you have to do, if you have an iPhone, is just download the Shoutcast app and go into the search bar, type up Rockin' Comedy, and you can listen to us 24/7. It's not just us. We've got music, comedy, interview bits. We play Jeff and Greg. We play some other podcasts, too, like Steve McGrew's Remasculate. We even put Wheels a show in there from time to time.
Big Wheels.
And check it out. If you have an Android or a Windows phone or a Galaxy phone, type up the Winamp app, which is WINAMP. Download that. They give you the Shoutcast option, and you can check it out. You can check it out that way. That's if you want to go mobile and take it with you. Otherwise, just go to rockingcomedyshow.com, check out the player, and listen to what we got going on. And that's it. That's going to do it for this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm going to leave you with the latest from our friend, Mr. Bud Mickle.
Later, fuckers.
Somebody shows somewhere, and there's probably more years. But I'm a good man. I've never found my way. Love of a good woman. Not my place to go inside. I've lost my faith somewhere along the way. Swallowed it with my twisting along this ride, hard to know what is true. Lives. but I'm a good man. I've never found my way, the love of a good woman.